Hey everybody, it's me, your boy Eli.
Hey Joe.
And we're live at Confluence one more time here. Hey guys, what am I doing? We got a much more louder crowd going around.
Yeah, I think they're holding the wrestling thing right behind us, I think, right?
Listen, so long as no one brings out a steel chair, I think we'll all be alright.
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to do that anymore, right?
Well, not to the head, from what I've been told.
So, the TV just went out, I think.
Turning it on, man.
Yeah,
I'll explain. So this is all Daniel's idea, so if you all have an issue, we can take it with him. He wanted to do a top 10 list in the vein of a very well-known YouTuber named Maximilian Dude. I don't know if you guys seen him. He did a top 20, top 10 list, and they would just throw whatever and start arguing. Yeah, we did that, and now this is the follow-up to the top 10. So I'm totally okay with you guys coming in and start throwing
your opinions on. I think we did our top 20 on a video a month ago. If you want to go check that out on youtube.com/GeekCenturions. So, that way you sort of see the journey to where we got to our top 10 comic book movies here on the list here.
Some didn't make it. I tried fighting it. Listen, I tried. My man over here is like, okay, hold up.
So we got
Superman 2, Spider-Man 2, The Dark Knight, the recent Batman movie with Matt Reeves,
Logan,
Avengers Infinity War, Captain America 2, there's a lot of tubes going around.
Into the Spider-Verse,
Scott Pilgrim, and Guardians 1 3. Yeah, it's gonna be arguing. So, and you guys said you guys are welcome to join in.
Yeah, we're gonna do very much debate. Concrete, where we go here? What's number one? What's number two?
It's not gonna be like the end all be all. It's
gonna go for it.
What's up? Capital chair? I mean, ideally not. My reaction speed is not what it used to be, bro. It's really bad.
Alright, so, I mean, where do you want to start here? I would honestly to rank what number 5 is, because I feel like when you get a number 5, that's like your litmus test, right? But this is the number 5 pick, right? It's not like the best, but it's also, right there, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna
throw it out there. I feel like Captain America 2 should be at least a number 5. Anybody? My man over here is like, nah, I don't know about that. You okay with that? Okay. I just want to make sure. I just got some people going like,
hey. Just put that there for right now, so that way we can just kind of move which one's better than that.
This is a standing point. That'd be right there.
Yeah,
so just to make sure, the image on the left is the top number, right? And then the one on the right is the lower number. So that, whatever next to Cap is number 6. There.
All right.
To make it a little easier.
I'll let you guys go for it. I threw mine out. You guys go through the rest.
It might be a little controversial. I will move Scott Pilgrim to 7. Is that cool? Scott Pilgrim at number 7?
Scott Pilgrim at 7?
Yeah.
So you have 1 and 2 up here. And as you go down to 10. The one on the inside is going to be 1, the higher off number, and the one on your right is going to be
the lower number, yeah.
So it's kind of like reading the first.
If anyone has anything to say, what this one movie should be, come up. Yeah, I have no issue.
I mean, are you guys fine with putting Scott Pilgrim at number 7? Is that?
I love the movie, but I would agree it's somewhere below 5.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay. I'll finish
up
over there.
Okay, Daniel, if you want to look at the list, are you strongly feeling where one movie should go where it shouldn't,
This is tough, because I really like Logan a lot.
I think I got one, and I'm going to get some hate for this. I'm going to put The Dark Knight at number 10.
What's
your reasoning?
Yeah, what is the reason,
okay,
by the way?
Okay, so my reason. It is a very good movie. It, like, set the bound, but we have grown past it. We are trying to move away from now the, like, the super realistic comic book movie. We're trying to be more, like, fantastical, more, like, brightly colored. I feel like...
I mean, you say that, but we have Matt Reeves' Batman on here, which is still in the same vein of...
You gotta understand, like, the thing about Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, all the other stuff that we have here, is that he has no powers and he uses gadgets. So,
and if we're going with that, I say that Matt Reeves' Batman is a better Batman movie because it shows off a lot more of Batman's skills.
Oh yeah, like, you can get to see him more than
Batman. Not only is he a good fighter, he's a good detective. And we get that old, like, nice characterization he has in the movie. That's kind of why I feel more in line to Matt Reeves' Batman. I don't know, anyone say that? Anyone out there?
I feel like you could maybe... I would argue, if you're going to go that route, I mean, it has to be at least be a six.
I'm willing to concede at seven. Anyone okay with that?
So you're from October to eight, is that what you're saying? Do I bump Scott Pilgrim to 8?
I think I got... Should we lower down Scott Pilgrim to 8?
7.
Yeah, I'd say. 7? Okay, I hear a 7. Anyone else?
Well, actually, I would rate it 8. 8?
Yeah,
I would put Scott Pilgrim at 8. Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim is better, okay. It's better, so you can put it at 8.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim. You want to put Scott Pilgrim at 8?
Yeah.
Dark Knight goes to 8?
Dark Knight?
Yeah.
Dark Knight goes to 8. Alright, there you go. There we go. I love this.
Alright, so I'm going to be the guy to do it. I think Spider-Verse goes at least in top 2. Would anyone disagree with that? Spider-Verse, is it Spider-Verse?
Look, it's a great movie. I wouldn't agree with it being in top 2. Probably it's a top 5 Spider-Man movie, maybe, but...
Well, definitely top 5 Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, but top 2 the whole time, I don't know. What do y'all think?
You think Spider-Verse
is better? No,
no lower than 3? You know what? I'll take that. I will absolutely take that. I will take you down on number 3 for Into the Spider-Verse. So, yeah.
What should be in top 2 is Spider-Man 2.
You want Spider-Man 2 in the top 2?
That should be in top 2.
Okay, yeah. I saw my man right here, like, just give a face. You have a reason to disagree with it?
Thank you!
That's what I've been telling him.
We gotta understand, like, Spider-Man 2, like, yeah, we had some superhero movies before, like, the canceled Fantastic Four, Captain America, Phantom, all the old stuff that no one remembers, but Spider-Man 2 helped popularize superhero movies, so...
I would say, like, that was Blade, or, like, maybe...
X-Men.
That's a good point. So would you say it's not up there, but a little bit lower? So you would put it, you put Spider-Verse above?
No, I would put it above Spider-Verse.
Oh, you put it above Spider-Verse.
I can live with that.
Yeah,
top 5, I can live with that.
Yeah, alright. Spider-Man 2 at number 5, so we'll push back Captain America here. We'll go number 6, and then, alright, I think we're sort of laying down the land here. I mean, something's got to go 9 and 10, though. I feel like we got to put something down there.
Like, I'm going to see how the audience reacts to this. So 9 and 10, let's go ahead and put Superman 2 there.
You want to put Superman in the 9 to 10 spot?
Yeah. There's Superman 2, that's Superman 1.
You know, General Zod, you know, Neil before Zod, all that stuff.
Everyone agree with that?
I think... No, I don't think there's any effect.
John Snow over there looks like he doesn't agree.
What other movies do you have?
What other movies do you have in the past? Okay, so we had to argue this for the top 10. I know that at least number 11 was Black Panther.
Yes, Black Panther, we had to put at number 11 at that point.
I argued hard, guys. I argued hard. I know my man over here is like, brother. I agree. I'm being jumped. I couldn't do much.
I will admit, we did have a bit of a role too. We could only nominate one movie per franchise. That's why I think, what is it? We picked like Captain America Shield and Civil War, because it's like
a bunch of Batman and Superman.
I'll be honest, I argue for Lego Batman to be on the list. I think it's probably better than.
And I tell you once again, Lego Batman. It's a funny movie. I will watch it again, definitely. But I don't think it's top 10 worthy.
We had this discussion before. I won't have it again. Lego Batman deserves to be somewhere. All right.
Any thoughts? Any opinions?
What movies you guys have on that you guys haven't ranked yet?
So the ones at the bottom are the ones we haven't ranked yet.
So we got Batman. Infinity War, and then Guardians
2,
right?
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'm gonna give Guardians 2 number 10.
I think that's fair. I think out of all the movies on the list, it probably would get number 10, I think.
I really tried it hard to get Guardians 3 in there, but these two just, again, like...
No, don't get me wrong, I like Guardians 3.
I was thinking of you guys. I was thinking of, like these guys would want
to
hear
this. Oh, alright, yeah, just trying to play for the crowd, try to get their, alright.
Is it too late to change? Because I was considering Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man going down to 8. Is that okay? Or is it too late to change?
I mean, this is an
ever-evolving list, if you think... what's the argument about...
You can come up, don't worry.
We got 30 minutes left to spare. You get to pay, that's all.
So what's your reasoning, though?
Well, I need Tobey Maguire is considered as one of the great actors who portrays Peter Parker well. I mean, he's the OG. Of course, he portrayed... It's based on... portrays very well, based on Spider-Man comics, all that soft stuff. So that's why he's the OG. That's my OG.
So things should go up.
Yeah, a little upper. So I was thinking 7. Is that okay?
Oh, he's at 5.
Right. Yeah, we have Spider-Man 2 at 5. So, yeah. If you're arguing to go up, then.
It's okay.
If we do, then we gotta slide some stuff up. That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna get Spider-Man 2 to 5.
I was about to say, I think Logan goes at least in the top 2. That's such a dramatic story. Whatever you feel about, I guess, how Deadpool 3 sort of... I know people have opinions about how they do that ending for Logan, but either way, Logan is still, one of those...
You can't touch that movie.
It's not the same Wolverine that we see in Deadpool and Wolverine.
That was a different variant.
And I subscribe to that, right? I'm like, that makes sense. That doesn't really undermine.
I don't know, man. Just the way that she did that body at the beginning of the movie seems very disrespectful to me.
I mean, it's Deadpool. He's gonna disrespect dead bodies, dude. Just be happy he didn't do something else with that body, all right?
I'm saying he probably did. If you know Deadpool, he probably did.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord. Listen, Lady Death is just like a bunch of skeleton right now. He's down for it.
Deadpool has something in there. Daniel saw something in Death, so.
Alright, so
I'm still mad at Deadpool because, he has a big mouth. I can't believe he ended up Chris Evans with a torch getting killed by.
In his defense, he actually did say this.
But he's from the Fantastic Four. That's one of the great movies I like. I know it's cheesy in my opinion, but
I'm just surprised they got Chris Evans back to that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just like, I thought you were done, bro.
I mean, he's doing it for a bit, I respect that.
Like, aren't you doing a movie with like Pedro Pascal and Dakota Johnson? Like right now, like there's a movie right now that's just those three in like a love triangle, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a movie we should have had a long time ago.
All right, so we have to decide, I guess, you know, the other two aspects that we have: Matt Reeves, Batman, and Infinity War.
Okay, so who here thinks that Matt Reeves, Batman, take them, like Dark Knight? No one. Okay, just me. All right.
Yeah.
It's
so
tough to say.
Kevin Smith over there is like, brother, no.
What are you talking about? What's talking about?
Yeah. You think we should bump it up? But then what would you bring down?
I can take this mic now.
Yeah, go for it, go for it.
Take it.
Yeah, yeah. I love the communication back and forth, man. Come on.
So. Alright. Well, first off, I want to talk top two. That's right. I think Logan's one, but I think you got to put Infinity War at two.
Interesting. Okay.
I assume someone would at least have argued Dark Knight goes two, but I would also put Spider-Man 2 and Dark Knight 3 and 4 and reshuffle, kind of shift up from there.
Okay. All right. You're the man. Let's see how you guys think about this.
Yeah, Infinity War goes number
two.
You
got to respect Spider-Man 2 and Dark Knight. I mean, that paved the way for everything else that came after it.
Yeah, for Marvel and DC. I probably would. I could keep Dark Knight 4, Spider-Verse, or Spider-Man 2 or 3, that.
Yeah, you could Spider-Verse at 5, right there.
Right? And then, I guess, by process of elimination, Matt V's Batman goes 8, right?
I would put it ahead of Scott Pilgrim. Like, Scott Pilgrim at 8.
I like it at 6, too. I think it's really, I really love the Batman.
So, I mean,
Or he's arguing for Matt Reeves at 6. Yeah, I mean, it's 6 or 7 is okay, but I would put it at 6. But I really think...
Anybody
have
thoughts on
this?
Split
1 and 2? Yeah.
Okay, so 1 and 2, everyone agrees, 100%.
So, you know, he's putting Infinity War number 1, Logan 2.
That was the one thing that made it unique to itself, wasn't it? Yes. It was very much a Thanos story, so therefore he had to win.
I mean, you say that it's World War II?
Yeah. No, because the ending of Logan is like him realizing the importance of what he has.
What's that 9? What was that at 9?
Superman 2. I've argued for Superman 1, but these two are like, no, 2.
Well, I mean, 2 is more iconic than 1.
I'd put Superman 2 ahead of Scott Pilgrim.
It's a typical top 10, right? I'm gonna be honest, I'm kind of vibing with the list right now. I mean, you guys think there's anything you want to change?
So, everything seems okay to me, I just don't agree with Logan being number 2.
I'm on the same assessment. I feel like Logan was so unique to itself that
I was gonna say, like, I might argue for Infinity War because it is just, it's the culmination of the MCU up until that point. Like, again, the villain wins. The magnitude of Infinity War is just massive. I mean, we didn't put Endgame on here because at the end of the day, Endgame doesn't work unless you have Infinity War. You know?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, Infinity War.
I remember, like, that one time in the theater, this guy behind me was like, please don't kill Black Panther. Please don't kill Black. We just got him. And then he goes to death, and I'm like, sorry, buddy.
I had friends in college, and I know one of them was very, like, meh on the MCU, but him watching Infinity War was like, oh my god, like, that was amazing, you know? I think the movie has that effect on people who aren't even that interested in comic book movies. You gotta admit, that's...
Yeah.
I still remember, like, on Twitter, some guy, like, someone carrying a guy on a motorcycle or something. the moving bets of their anchor and saying, like, someone fainted watching Infinity War. And it's like, oh, it's not serious.
I heard people, like, literally just, I mentioned Black Panther crying, but, like, just everyone crying over Returns, and I'm pretty sure it'll be back. It's just,
I still remember like parents who video record their kids crying, and why they're crying, Spider-Man died. And it's like, that's so mean, but it's kind of funny to watch.
Right? The tears of a child doesn't make anyone laugh. As fucked up as that sounds.
Alright, so, I mean,
there's nothing much I can say. I mean, does anyone have any thoughts? Any, like, maybe move this around? Anyone? Or is everyone just kind of like, that's pretty solid?
Eight and nine needs to flip.
Come on, I know you want to say something. Come on.
We got the mic.
This is an open forum right now. This is a podcast. Okay.
And so again, so you're saying put Superman above Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna disagree.
Oh, okay.
Only because I feel like Scott Pilgrim was incredibly inventive and in what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it pioneered a lot of different
innovative things.
Yeah, okay. It's a really innovative movie. You have a comic book movie that is based in the book, but has callbacks to the game, and has all of that integrated in the film, along with having a good story, different villains, and a pretty and a really good working system. Like, it's a really Superman 2. It's a wonderful movie, and it's iconic. It's iconic, but that then what do you value? Do you value iconic versus industrial?
Okay, that's fair. Then I'm gonna throw this out.
I'll let you guys argue that.
Okay, I'm gonna give you this. You gotta remember, this Scott Pilgrim movie was made before the book was even done.
But the book was still going.
So this is you can argue that this is this movie is a uniqueness to itself compared to the book.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, yeah, because if I recall correctly, there was the alternative ending where Scott gets with knives instead of a mom. But that's
never should happen.
No. Yeah, because, I mean, ain't that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me Scott's film is supposed to be a piece of shit? Yes, he's supposed to be dislikable.
Yeah,
that's the idea. Yeah. That's the point of the movie.
He's not the hero.
Oh,
man. Okay, I mean, so.
He's like, I don't feel like arguing. I just want to make sure this list is right.
Yeah, we need to hammer it out, get the fine details. Obviously, this isn't the list of all lists, obviously.
I mean, if you want it to be, you can.
Yeah, start posting it online. This is the best list ever. Tweet it.
No, it's still repost. We call it X now.
Nah, it's still put it in.
I don't care what the billionaire says, he's still going to Twitter.
I mean, if Russ wants to pay me, like, money to tell him, he can. You know, I'm willing.
I'm willing to sell my soul for this much money.
Yeah, you know, worth it, right?
And I have to go to every Monopalooza ever.
Yeah, pretty much, right? So, alright, so just to read down the list, one is Infinity War.
Yeah, so we got the Thanos Wins movie.
Yeah.
The Old Man Logan should stay in the ground. Man, MJ deserved better.
Wow, all right.
We got the Batman as James Bond. We got Puerto Rican Spider-Man, my boy. We got El Grande Americano 2. Definitely not Chad Gable. That's for the wrestling fans out there.
Wow, all right. So, I mean, sure.
The best detective movie ever. No, I'm not kidding. Superman Dose. And Scott Pilgrim, yes, he's the bad guy, that's the point. And Yardy Galaxy 2, Electric Boogaloo, which should have been called. Come on. If you're going to do like all the musical references, you got to do that.
I think James Gunn would love to do that. Just, they already had the Volume 1 naming
start. True, yeah. All right, I think I mean, unless you guys have anything to say, I think you just call it a day. Anybody? No?
I'm actually surprised no one's ever, like, no one's actually sort of, like, brought up, like, any other movies that weren't on this list.
They
like,
did. It's called Black Panther.
Well, I mean, no, I'm talking about, like, other movies.
Yeah, we forgot to put in Hellboy.
Yeah, we did forget to put in Hellboy. Like, I argued to put Men in Black, too, because, like, technically Men in Black is a comic movie. It's based on a comic book by Malibu Comics. Then most people won't remember that, except it's like a real nerd like this guy right here.
The Road to Perdition is also a comic book.
Oh, that's right. She is right. Like, I'm surprised no one argued for like a manga movie or something like that.
I mean, well, I feel like comic
book is more
or less. Also, like, let's be honest here. What manga?
No one wants
to talk about Dragon Ball Evolution, right?
So what was the argument against having none of the Deadpool? How did those get added to
Top 10? We made it in the first part of the video. We were just coming up with movies off the top of our heads. So there was
about a point that we forgot a movie. Like, there was a point where we all threw it. Like, as soon as the end, it was like, guys, we forgot about Hellboy 2.
Yeah.
It was like whatever came to your head immediately. So, yeah.
Is that true that the comic book movie market is saturated, though? Technically, right?
Yeah. There was a response. Like, Sin City. I think I'm
a little
bit
about that. Oh, yeah.
We forgot about Sin City. Is there any movie that you wish was up here? Anybody?
Blade.
Oh, yeah. We definitely forgot about Blade. No, we did put Blade up there. I'm pretty sure we did.
No, actually, I was thinking of an idea, so we've got to do this most quickly. How about we pull up the video and show them, like, what was our top 20 initially?
We ain't got that kind of Wi-Fi reception, brother.
No, I remember most of the movies, so yeah, like, we had Black Panther and Men in Black 2. You brought up Flashpoint, not the Flash movie, but the animated Flashpoint.
The DC animated movie, the Flashpoint.
I already mentioned Lego Batman. I wanted that on the list.
Yeah, and I forgot to brought up the other Batman movie. What's it called?
Master of the Phantasm?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Again, like a lot of these were just like, we had to like narrow it down.
They really didn't want to put any of the animated Batman movies on there. I wonder why.
Like, we have an animated Spider-Man up here.
Yeah, but like, you know, I'm just saying.
But like, that, like, that's what I was saying. Like, the thing about it was like, we had to make sure. Even watching the first video, that we were talking about like the rules we had to set for this, because like, we couldn't put like one of each Spider-Man movies on there. Like, there's six different ones, seven now, because there's maybe four. Tom Burton's announced.
Yeah, what if you're in the new Spider-Man movie? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Wonder what they'll do with that. And like, you have like how many Batman movies? So we kind of had to like narrow down the list, because like if we just include all of them, you'd be seeing nothing but Batman and Spider-Man. Which, funny enough, that's what you kind of got right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, you brought it down to four, maybe, so you know. Not oversaturated. Well, I mean, Spider-Man's not the main character in Infinity War. It's really Thanos.
Civil War 2. Yeah. I'm not even going to argue what is or what. Yeah. No. But I think we're good.
Thank you guys.
I mean, if you guys want us to keep going, we can. And now we can.
I'm actually
surprised. What was the hill you guys were willing to die on before y'all got here?
I mean, again, like I said, Lego Batman. I think it's the perfect Batman movie. Yes, it's Legos, but like at the end of the day, it's Batman in the point of time where, because every other Batman movie,
it's also the only time you get like a really good movie with Robin.
Exactly, and you get. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's something that I think every Batman fan should want. He got to the point of Batman's story arc where he has the Bat family. We haven't had that in any Batman, live action Batman movie since, I guess, Batman and Robin, but I mean, oh, I'm talking about Batman and Robin. So.
Have you seen Merry Little Batman on Amazon?
I have not.
No,
that
I
is
not.
A very good special.
Yeah.
A fun little special. You guys haven't seen it?
No, I haven't.
If you have Amazon Prime, get on that. Maybe not now, but for holiday season, it's a great holiday special.
I like you just gave me an excuse to wait to watch it.
Wait for the holidays, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's like, what, 4 months or 5, 6 months from now?
It's just a personal goal of mine not to watch Christmas specials until the holiday comes in.
Christmas in July, bro.
But yeah, like...
It's just like, yeah, that's a good reason.
Just travel down to Australia. It's winter there, you know?
I'm pretty sure you'll find some snow up in Rocky somewhere, just to make yourself feel, make a nice little hot hotel. I mean, my main thing was to put, like, Into the Spider-Verse, just because, like, I feel like that one was just one of the best movies I've seen.
So what's one that didn't make the list?
One that didn't make the list? Apart from, you know, like, well, I guess Superman 1, that was for me. I feel like Superman 1 should have been up there, but you guys kept arguing, no, you gotta put Superman 2, and Zod, Neil before Zod, and all this. And I'm like, just Superman 1 is just timeless, it's there. You guys are like, no, 2, oh my god.
I think one of us accidentally mentioned the new Superman movie coming out, and it's like, well, that hasn't come out yet, we can't rank that.
I politely ask, if it comes out, but I guess
I know it hasn't come out first. I mean, it hasn't even been out at the point of this, where we're at right now.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a month from now.
So, yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about that. Yeah. If it's...
See, I mean, Danny, what about you? Is there a movie on the list that you just wanted but it didn't make the top 10?
Let's see, a movie...
It can't be Flashpoint.
I wouldn't be Flashpoint.
I wonder if everyone else has
said. Where's Iron Man?
Right,
We did put Iron Man on top 20.
It was on the chopping block. I don't know. What was the reason? I completely forgot.
I don't remember.
You know what it is? I think we were just sort of like, we were like at a point where like we're adding too many MCU movies, so we got to take one out. I think that's what it was.
You can't have a top 10 list and just it being like just top 10 MCU movies.
That seems
like
a little biased, right?
Very biased. I just thought of it now, so I think we could put Persepolis up there.
Oh, Persepolis.
Like,
yeah.
You want to be like that kind of guy. Just like put like the...
It is a graphic novel.
It's a graphic novel book, yeah.
But I feel like when we talk about comic books, we are talking about superheroes.
Yeah. Because I can't remember anything right now.
I think there's definitely one I remember on top of my brain. I don't want to say it because it might be illicit for doing
it.
If you want to attack us for not putting those up there, you can.
Yeah, so for certain reasons, our top, what we think was the top 10 movies from the list we made, but here's the other, but I didn't make the cut. V for Vendetta,
yeah,
300, Zack Snyder's Justice League, let's see, Iron Man, Watchmen.
Oh yeah, Watchmen was on the channel, I
don't know. I know he wanted Guardians 3, he argued for Guardians 1, I argued for Guardians 2.
Yeah, it was a real battle there, yeah, I remember that.
My leg fell asleep, I gotta stand up. Ugh.
I think it's about it right now.
Yeah, no, I mean...
We didn't mention Black Panther, did we?
Yeah, we had
an argument about, like, did we want to put Black Panther 1 or 2? I said 1.
Yeah, I think the reasoning we came to that conclusion was just as emotional as Black Panther 2 was, like, it half the emotion is because of the fact that it's got an emotion, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, kind of it was 1, because it's just like... It worked as it what it was, you know.
You really gotta figure that out.
Like, which I thought was very cool. There were so many times in that movie that I'm like, that is just really cool. Like, when they're fighting in the sky with, like, lightning bolts. I was like, that is a really cool comic panel. Just in a very, like, in a movie that, like, let's be honest, should have probably made farther down the line that guy's journey should have been.
I mean, you have to like the Abomination, like, in the Incredible Hulk, man. Like, you worked hard to make it look so phony, like,
yeah, but he didn't look like the Obama. Look how better he looks in She-Hulk.
I've finished it, but I don't know. He does look more comic accurate than She-Hulk.
I hope we're not bringing up the fact we had Zack Snyder's Justice League on the list.
Batman v Superman, the director's cut.
I mean, can talk to him. He has a dislike for Zack Snyder.
I don't have a dislike for Zack Snyder. I like Watchmen, 300, you know. I like his other movies. Just his take on the DC universe was just not really optimal, you know?
There's like a lot of awkward scenes.
Listen, I'll say this. When we were watching the Snyder Cut, the moment those ladies were singing to Aquaman, I could see this man's head turning in so many directions. I thought it was not possible.
I mean, you know, it's...
This man is a film student. He studied editing. He looked at movies and was like,
just at the end of the day, that Zack's cut of Justice League, and realistically, not his true original cut, first of all. And second of all, I mean, it's 4 hours, man. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's a little too much even for me. I watched Lawrence of Arabia before I got school project. That was 3 hours long, dude.
It was nothing but sad.
Yeah. World War One, man. It's crazy. But
that wasn't surprising, was it?
Yeah.
We had the same history teacher, and I was like, all right, he did make you do that, too.
Now, if you watch something cooler, though.
Yeah, I watched Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. I really
fumbled the ball there.
Yeah. I mean, that's not much I could say. Anyone have any comments, any concerns? Oh, go for it. Could you speak up?
Yeah. Sorry, we have a microphone
up here that you can take. Can you speak into the mic? I think you're talking about how there was only two
parts to it. To make it more fleshed out.
Realistically, the Snyder Cut is just one long extended version of that original Justice League movie that came out with all his quirks in it.
Yeah. We actually did an argument about that with the Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse.
I think you guys wanted Across the Spider-Verse.
You wanted Across the Spider-Verse, but I'd argue you should put it into it because we're left with a cliffhanger that's not resolved to the day, and we're not seeing that movie until maybe another 10 more years.
I remember that
video you sent me of that one dude in Mexico or whatever being so pissed.
I love America! I think at the end of the day that was a good point because as much as Across the Spider-Verse is a good movie, like, we can't really, like, the cliffhanger and the fact that we have, you know, the third one coming out beyond Spider-Verse, what, 2 years, right, you said?
Yeah, something like that.
We can't really exactly judge that sort of thing. And I think that's part of the reason why we have a lot of new movies.
We're both Mexican. All three of us are Mexicans. We did not put Blue Beetle up there at once.
Listen, I love Blue Beetle, but like, it's nowhere close to the top. I'm sorry.
Like, it's a fun movie. I like the little Nelson or culture and stuff, but I don't even know if it would be top 10.
George Lopez can't make that movie top 10. I'm sorry. As much as I love him, it's not in the top 10. Maybe in the top 20.
I don't even know if I would put in top 10 myself.
Oh, really? Top 25 then?
Maybe? I love the middle of that movie. The beginning and the end were a little too much for me. I just really love that middle half where it's like this third book is being like, listen, we're Mexican. It's tough for us. And we can make it through. That's what we're Mexicans, not Mexicans.
That's a joke from the show.
All right, 5 minutes. I think we're all good, right? You guys have anything to want to add? Any comments? No? All right. Thank you for joining us. We had a fun time with you. I'm glad you guys were able to join us on this. If you enjoyed what you heard, we do have social medias at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Geek Centurions. On Instagram, you'll find a link to all podcasts and sites are officially part of like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora. You'll find links to YouTube for all you. This is all video based. Obviously, we're going to put the audio version out there. For our audience out there, we want to put a face to voice. And yeah, we'll happily take any form of support. Thank you guys. It's been me and boy Eli.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Daniel.
And thank you for having us again. We'll hope to see you guys next year.